Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 110, titled Getting Stuff Done. Today's date is the 3rd of April 2017. I actually wanted to say something other than stuff, but I kind of felt I probably should be a bit delicate. Anyway, coming up today, I've got a little on the diary, and then my plans and organisation just for getting stuff done, as it's all feeling a little bit overwhelming at the moment. Then, after that, I'm going to announce the winner of the competition. Firstly, how awesome was the weather at the weekend? Can't believe we're in April, and we've been lucky enough to have that really decent weather so early on. Let's hope it stays this way. I'm hoping for a really good year and what have you. Okay, so on with the diary. Well, during the week, mostly was spent watering most of my seedlings. They're needing watering daily, I'm noticing. And I'm also moving some of them out into the cold frames and other places just to get them hardened off and ready to go. I have to admit, some of the Bedfordshire champion onions are looking like they're getting ready to go outside and planted properly. So we'll be monitoring that and keeping our eye on that. Saturday, I spent the day at home and I basically planned I was going to tidy and prepare the veg patch, get that all ready for so-and-so. I cleared away any rubbish that had blown over there and pots and things. Gave it all a good hoe, and basically on there I had loads of raspberry plants that I had dug up and potted. There's raspberry, rosemary and sage. The raspberry plants I've now basically ripped off the soil from around the roots and potted them into pots of compost, giving them a good watering in. And hopefully they'll start putting their roots out and grow well. My plan, and these are all sat on now on top of a chicken coop. My plan is to basically sell these plants on. I don't need them, and I just think they'll be useful for some other people out there. I then extended the chicken run by another 1.8 meters, and this extension is basically modular, so I can take it down quite easily and pot it up again. I wanted to give them a bit more room when I'm not around. I'm still at the moment in one of the quarantine zones with the bird flu. So over the winter, I wanted them out when I'm at home in the veg patch, digging over, looking for worms and all that, snails and slugs and all that sort of thing. Digging up weeds and stuff like that. They haven't been able to do that, and it's been really annoying, and they have been miserable being locked up. So I added this extra run. They're a lot happier. They've been out there and exploring a bit more on. I can keep adding on more and more runs as well to make it even longer, which is always a plan. It's looking good. The chickens are a bit happier. They still want to come out, of course, but I'm just not allowed to let them. And it was really hard not letting them out. Unfortunately, if I was two streets over, I'll be able to let them out. So a bit hard, that one. Sunday, I was down the allotment, and one of my first jobs done there. I just spent quite a while just strimming the entire area. Now, I did do this a couple of weeks ago, but needed doing again. I think it's going to need doing every week until about June, July time. But it's growing fast, and it's done now. I then hoed all the empty beds. This is in particular on the older plot. On the newer plot, sorry. And then, on the newer plot, I've set up where the paths were. The previous occupants had laid down some weed suppressant membrane. Some of it had kind of disappeared and what have you. So I found some in my garage and I decided to put it to good use. I had some of the really thick black stuff, which I highly, highly recommended. And then I had some from Poundland, which I ended up having to fold in half and using two loads for to make it thick. They wouldn't let light through. It was crap stuff, really. So I don't recommend the Poundland stuff personally. I think it's intended to be laid down and then have a mulch thrown over it. I then planted some shallot potatoes. These have gone into little black flower tubs with horse manure and what have you. Not much more I can really say on that. I've also picked a few comfrey leaves and made some comfrey feeds using my water container thing. I filled the cage up of that with comfrey leaves. The water is full of water, and I keep pumping that, and that'll produce some nice plant food from comfrey. I also had some decent harvests this week as well. Now, a neighbour of mine gave me 12 eggs in exchange for some of my perpetual spinach. Now, I didn't actually want the eggs, but she insisted, so I had to take them. But she took some spinach. I also picked some spinach. I also picked the last of the leeks, so I'm now leekless. but they were decent leeks, so I'm really happy with it. I also picked some asparagus. Only three stalks, but I don't care. It was three really lovely, nice stalks. Thoroughly enjoyed them. Looking really good. And it's the first time I've actually grown asparagus and eaten it straight from the plot. So I'm thrilled to bits with that, to say the least. And I also picked some rhubarb. The first lot of rhubarb. Now all these, basically that evening for our dinner, I made a leek, asparagus and spinach quiche with a rhubarb salabub for pudding, which was lovely. Obviously, after being down the allotment, when I got home, I potted on some of my California sweet peppers, California Wonder, that was sown a couple of weeks ago. And they're looking good. Report back on how they get on. I sowed some tomato seeds, and it was Saturday on in the post. I received some tomato seeds from Heinz that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. So I've sown those. There's 10 seeds in the packet. We'll see how they become. I also sowed some butternut squash and some beetroot. And just getting on and getting this stuff done. So now, getting stuff done, my attitude. Now, basically, I was inspired by Seaside Allotment just to get on with stuff. I'm watching, I mentioned him last week, and I've spoken to him, and he's going to be we're going to be doing an interview in the not too distant future. But I just watched his results in such a short time, just kind of inspired me just to get on with it. You know, I know I work, and like most of us out there, and I work long hours, and my time in the garden is precious. And I keep saying, oh, listen, that I don't want to come up with excuses or anything. I've just got to get into that mental attitude of just getting stuff done. So, yeah, as I said, I was inspired by Seaside Allotment. Now, I don't sit around doing nothing. It just gave me the kick up the arse just to get planning. So what I did, I went right back to my plans and said to myself, what do I really want to achieve? Well, my main aim is, of course, to grow food to feed my family all year round. So if I focus on this, I can't go far wrong. I've got a couple of sub-aims. And they're like keeping the plots tidy and looking good on top of the weeds and things like that. But the main aim is to feed my family a food for grown by myself all year round. So with this in mind, I then turned my attention to listing the jobs that needed doing. So I got a spreadsheet going and listed the jobs to do. And then gave them a priority number based on how urgent they are. And then I done another selection on how long I estimate the job will take. Now, the priority system, basically, if it's a priority one, that is, if it doesn't get done right now, something's going to die, which isn't good. Now, to explain how this system works, if I use what I achieved at the weekend as an example, and extending the chicken run was a top priority for me because they're miserable. Although it's not, they're going to die, they're not happy, and they're not happy, they don't produce eggs, which means I don't achieve my main aim. So, I couldn't extend the chicken run without first clearing and tidying the veg patch, so that had to be done first. I then estimated the run would take 1.5 to 2 hours. Actually ended up taking 3, which is why nothing else really got achieved, but the major thing is this did get achieved. Now, I have to admit, I've been planning to do this run extension all winter, but the quarantine issues kind of prevented me from extending it. And technically, I'm still in quarantine, I know, but if I was 2 streets over, I wouldn't be. So I'm in that borderline, and I just felt it's a reasonable level to go to. Now, I then set up another list, and that was actually what vegetables I want to grow. This is probably more important than getting stuff done, but it all comes to light. And I've talked about spreadsheets before, but this is what vegetables I want to grow, when they're ready, and so on, and trying to work it out. So I made a list of the vegetables we eat and whether I have them growing or not, basically even in seedling form. So this has meant that if I haven't got anything growing yet, I need to get on and grow it because I need it. Now, this is just a rough spreadsheet I've done at the moment. My plan is to add a bit more to this spreadsheet and try and organise it better to sort of add things like when it harvests are ready, and so I can see what's ready when. I know some magazines do give away these sort of things in their with their magazines sometimes, but I sometimes think one that I've made myself is a bit more relevant to me. Now, with all these lists, there's always jobs that I find I don't really want to do. And one good example of this would be weeding. I get bored weeding and on my hands and knees. So when I have a sink that I don't want to do, I try and put that as a priority and do it first. Obviously, if there's anything in that priority one where something will die, that's not going to work. That does take priority, but anything, if it's a job I'm just not looking forward to, I don't really want to do, I find if I just do it first, prioritize it, it's done. So yeah, as I say, just doing that job I don't want to do first, just gets it out of the way and it's done. Then I don't procrastinate and try putting it off. So now, basically, I've got this list, a plan, priorities. So that was just a case of getting a decent night's sleep and getting up and getting cracking on with these jobs. So what jobs do I have outstanding at the moment? Well, at home, I need to build the border around the veg patch. Just to make that look a bit more presentable, I guess. I need to fill bottomless pots with compost and get those set up ready for planting. And then I need to set up my watering system that I've got planned for here, just to make life a bit easier for me. I also, and this is probably the top priority, need to tidy an area where I keep a lot of my pots. And just tidy that up, as it's a bit of a mess at the moment. There's probably slugs and snails hiding amongst these pots, so we'll get that done. Down the allotment on my first plot, 1-8B, I need to keep basically planting the potatoes and getting those more and more going. I think I said I stunned Charlotte last weekend, and this weekend is the Sabo Myra going in, starting with the main crops now. I need to build the final fruit bed and get the loganberry in there, which is probably the top priority at the moment. I then need to weed the raspberry beds and mulch with compost from the compost bin, which these compost bins also need emptying and turning. On the newer half of the plot, or newer to me anyway, I need to level an area where I'm hoping to build a new shed. Which I'm hoping to give me a bit of a shed to sit in rather than a storage shed. Just someone to sit in, have a cup of set and possibly record some podcasts there and so on. And then after that, just need to keep streaming and weeding and a good tidy up. And then really all I need to do after that is start preparing where to plant some of my seedlings. So that's what I'll be cracking on with, and with the lighter evenings, it's certainly easier to get on now. Okay, so last week there was a bit of news that I didn't actually release, but I kept meaning to. But I'll add this in today's. The police, there's a video released from a gentleman who... his daughters had picked a load of daffodils, and a police officer stopped them, told them it was breaking the law, and confiscated them. And it's caused a bit of discussion and what have you. So my thoughts are, there is a law that basically says you cannot pick flowers unless you have permission from either landowners, which this person clearly didn't. It was council property or road verge, so it would have been owned by the local council. Didn't have permission, and what have you. So the police officer in that regard was correct, and it is an offence. I suspect, because the father was filming it and he was a bit miffed, shall we say, in this, I think his lariness caused the officer to basically confiscate the flowers and take such a tough stance. I believe he was issued a fine and what have you. Now, it was reported there was 27 flowers, which would have cost £3 in a supermarket to buy for the cheapest. A few people would sort of say, well, why buy flowers from a supermarket? You just line in the pockets of those. Well, if that's your belief, then just go to a local business. There will be somebody locally that sells flowers, daffodils by the side of a road. It's not hard. So I don't always agree with the police, but on this side, I'm kind of on their side. I think it is a kind of stupid law, but it is also some sense to it. If it was me, yeah, I would have picked my own flowers and be done with it. Picked them from the garden or whatever. But it's a very difficult one. But that's my thoughts. Okay, now, competition. I had a few entries, but two entries really stood out. And I've been having a really tough time deciding between the two. In second place was a gentleman called Neil Elkins from Neil's Allotment. Neil's idea was a podcast for beginners, which I really, really liked. When I thought about how I could do it, it could end up being quite a long podcast or over several weeks. There's so many avenues and ways to cover this subject that I'm gonna cover this in the future, over the next few weeks. I just got to try and prepare how to bring this up for beginners, and how I'm going to talk about it. It's a great idea. I'm thinking how I'm going to talk about it is what I would do if I could be a beginner again, take my knowledge and be a beginner again. And that's how I feel to go about this. So thank you very much, Neil. Also thank you for your help with when you said there was you tried posting on the website, on my website, wouldn't let you post because of you put your YouTube channel in. I think the spam blocker stopped it. So although there's no prize for you, Neil, I will add your YouTube channel to this blog page and try and, everyone out there, please go and have a watch of some of his videos on YouTube. That's Neil's Allotment. It'd be great to do that. The winner is Steve Wenham, and his idea is a show on weeds, you know, covering perennial or annual weeds, how to tackle them, how to clear an overgrown allotment or overgrown site, etc., etc. I quite like this. Well, obviously I like it. This is why you're the winner, Steve, so very well done. I'll be emailing you to get all the details from you. If you haven't heard from me, contact me at richard@thevegquirepodcast.co.uk and we'll get these seeds out to you. But yeah, I really like this subject. It's quite typical because weeds are growing quite badly at the moment and we can get it done. My item of the week, I'll be discussing the weeds next week. So if anybody has any suggestions or anything they want to add to that, even the a lot of that beginners one, get in touch and I'll incorporate your comments into the show. Anyway, so my item of the week is membrane staples for securing weed suppressant membrane down. I've used these at the weekend and was really impressed with them. They're basically little bits of metal shaped like a U, about 6 inches long. And they're thin enough that they just push into the soil quite easily, but you push them through the weed suppressant and they puncture it and hold it down. On Amazon, which is where I'm adding the link from today, it's 50 staples for £8.75. And yeah, they're brilliant. You put one in every meter, I believe it recommends, and that's plenty. Now, don't forget you can support us by visiting, by shopping on Amazon, by first going to my blog and clicking on the link on the bottom of every blog post. This then I earn commission, which gets ploughed back into the show, so I can fund more software or prizes like the seeds, and plough it back in. So thank you very much for listening this week, and I will speak to you again next week. So till next time, take care and have fun.